History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. Welcome to this podcast on Germany from the end of 1923 through until the start of the Depression in 1929. This period of the Weimar Republic is generally known as the Stresemann years, after Gustav Stresemann, who became Chancellor at the end of 1923 and then served as Foreign Minister through until his death in 1929. During these years, Germany recovered in her economy, in her national pride, and in her confidence. It seemed like democracy was working at last. But that all came crashing down after the Great Depression started. This then was the golden age of the Weimar Republic, a time of great confidence, great innovation and inspiration in art and culture, a time when Germany seemed on the road to recovery. By the end of 1923, Germany was in a state of chaos. Hyperinflation had ruined many people's savings. The economy was in tatters as the Ruhr continued to be on strike, refusing to accept French occupation and the demand for reparations. The Munich Putsch took place in November. Adolf Hitler had failed and had been arrested, but still, it was a sign of how unstable Germany was at this stage. Stresemann had to make tough decisions. He withdrew the old currency from circulation and replaced it with a new one, the Rentenmark. This new currency would be kept in limited supply and would not suffer from the inflationary pressures that the old mark had. This helped to stabilize the economy and allow people to invest in industry again. Stresemann also ordered the workers in the Ruhr who had been on strike to return to work. Passive resistance had failed, and he said that Germany should agree to start repaying reparations again. This didn't make him a popular man, but it was tough decisions like this which were needed in order to get Germany out of the morass it had got itself into. The economy was further able to recover as a result of the Dawes Plan. This was an agreement by America, Britain, France and Germany to restructure the paying of reparations and also to give Germany a loan from the United States which would enable her economy to recover. In total, 800 million gold marks were lent to Germany by the United States. This enabled Germany to start making regular reparations payments, starting at £50 million and rising to £125 million over the next 5 years. Reparations were now based upon ability to pay. The Dawes Plan led to massive investment in Germany. That meant more factories were set up, more jobs were created, more wealth was created, and people's standard of living started to rise. Some made great fortunes during the Stresemann years. By 1929, unemployment had fallen significantly, and the Young Plan enabled Germany to renegotiate reparations payments again, so it will take them another 59 years to pay it off in full. In some ways, though, the economic recovery was not as full as it seems. American loans were the linchpin of the German economic system, and if they went away, then so would German prosperity. In 1929, after the Wall Street crash, the government and the banks of America called in their loans, and as a result of that, the German economy collapsed with disastrous consequences. Stresemann himself described Germany as dancing on a volcano during this time. Stresemann also played an instrumental role in recovering Germany's pride and international status. In 1925, the Locarno Pact agreed to guarantee Germany's frontiers with Belgium and France, and to keep the Rhineland demilitarized. In 1926, Germany joined the League of Nations as a permanent member of the Council, the most important of the nations. In 1928, the Kellogg-Briand Pact was signed by Germany and 60 other nations, which sought to outlaw war as a means of foreign policy. And finally, in 1929, as part of the Young Plan, British and French troops agreed to withdraw from the Rhineland 5 years earlier than scheduled in 1930. Politically, it seemed that Germany was more secure during this time. Support for extremist parties such as the Communists and the National Socialists declined during this period. Democracy seemed to be working for the German people. There were signs and omens for the future, though, that not everything was sweet with German democracy. The Weimar president elected in 1925 was Paul von Hindenburg. He was one of the leaders of the German army in the First World War, and a fervent nationalist. He even asked the Kaiser in exile for permission to become president. This shows clearly that there was a lot of nationalist and imperialist feeling within Germany in spite of its democratic veneer. On top of that, the extremist parties, like the National Socialists, were able to consolidate their positions of authority during this time. They reorganized and regrouped, getting ready for when next Germany faced a crisis. One of the great achievements of the Stresemann years was the cultural flourishing in Germany during this time. Cities like Berlin became centers of cultural innovation. The cabaret scene was the envy of the world. New movements in architecture, the Bauhaus movement, in opera, in cinema, in art, in music, made Germany at the center of the cultural world. The lack of censorship in the Weimar Republic helped to encourage new forms of expression. Not everyone, though, was happy with this. Many were scandalized by some of the innovations made. Groups such as the Nazis and other more traditional groups within German society saw these new innovations as decadent. They complained about this Weimar decadence and saw it as unpatriotic and as an indicator of a clear moral decline in the country. As we've seen, when looking at the Weimar Republic in the Stresemann years, we have to balance out the successes and the failures. Although many perceive it as a time of success, it's also clear that there were undertones, rumblings, that something wasn't actually quite right during this time. Stresemann himself can be rightfully praised for restoring stability to Germany after such a year of crisis in 1923. But at the same time, we have to question just how far the Weimar Republic was safe. Examiners are keen to ask questions on this, particularly essays. Although there isn't that much information here, it is important to get that balance involved. If you're talking about Germany's recovery during this period, you need to balance it out with any problems that they had, particularly in politics, or weaknesses in the economy, or people feeling that the cultural developments were not quite as good as they seemed. It is easy to miss out on revising this section when you are doing Germany. It doesn't quite seem as exciting as what comes before or after, but it is important and it is regularly tested, so make sure it's part of your revision to do so. Goodbye and good luck.